Hi, I'm Brian Reed. I'm a nature educator and storyteller, and I'm honored to be a first-time contributor to StoryWalking.com, the creative home built by author and radio host Wendy Walker. Wendy's work has inspired so many of us who teach and learn outdoors. Through her stories, podcasts, and lesson ideas, she reminds us that nature is more than a backdrop. It's a teacher. Her approach has changed the way I listen when I'm outside, and it's the reason I wanted to share this story with you today. A few days before Hurricane Irene moved up the coast toward our quiet bay, I noticed the squirrels in our butternut tree. They were busy, pulling off green, unripened nuts, taking a few bites, dropping them, and stacking little piles on the ground. They were preparing. Calm, focused, efficient. I already knew the storm was coming. I'd seen the radar. But animals don't need weather maps. They sense changes in pressure long before we do. We might feel it as a headache or sore joints. They feel it in their bones and act on it without hesitation. One of my favorite books, Power Animals by Stephen Farmer, talks about tuning in to that kind of instinct. He writes that squirrels carry the lesson of preparedness, to gather when it's time to gather, play when it's time to play, and rest when it's time to rest. When I watch squirrels, I see that wisdom everywhere. They chase one another up and down the trunks, leap between branches, and later they stretch out on a sunny ledge completely still. They live in rhythm. Work, play, rest. No overthinking, just flow. A few days before the hurricane hit, I picked up a walnut from the ground. It was perfectly round, fitting right in my palm. When I turned it over, surprised, I froze. A squirrel had nibbled away the green skin, leaving a brown shape beneath that looked exactly like a hurricane symbol. Then I looked again. It also looked like a squirrel. That tiny discovery made me pause. Was it the animal's design or my imagination? Maybe both. Either way, it felt like a conversation. One that blurred the line between nature's art and our own awareness. Here's another thing that fascinates me about squirrels. They don't remember every nut they bury, but they still manage to recover about 74% of their caches. How? By smell, spatial memory, and an incredible ability to triangulate location using landmarks. Their mistakes, the nuts they forget, are how forests plant themselves. Every oak, hickory, and walnut grove we see owes something to a squirrel that simply got distracted. Squirrels remind us how connected we are to the ecosystems that sustain us. They live entirely from the forest. Nuts, pinecone seeds, buds, berries, even mushrooms. A healthy forest is abundance itself. That's the same philosophy behind food forest gardening, or permaculture, designing gardens that mimic the intelligence of nature. Squirrels don't rush the process. They gather, they play, they rest. And maybe that's the best lesson of all. Stay ready, stay curious, and stay balanced with the rhythm of the world around you. If you'd like to keep exploring, visit Wendy Walker's storywalking.com. There you'll find a companion post to this episode, activities to try with students or family, and the full podcast conversation about natural intelligence and food forest gardening. Wendy's collection of stories and radio episodes is a growing classroom for anyone who wants to learn from the earth itself.